Now they have coverlets to put on the top of the bed too.
Coverlet.
COVERLET.
LET. Coverlet. And what's that at the top that we put our head on?
Pillows.
What about it? Was there ever anything else that went up there that you put your head on that maybe went all the way across?
The bolster. The bolster goes all the way across.
It went all the way across the bed, clear across?
Yeah. Then you put the pillows on top of the bolster. And we used to set the pillows up against the head of the bed and had pillow shams to hang over the pillows. We'd have fancy.
A pillow sham?
Pillow shams. And we'd have pillow shams with designs worked on them, you know. And we'd have them fastened to the across at the head of the bed, and then set the pillow up against the head of the bed, and let the pillow shams hang down over the pillow. We got more company.
We got something else on the bed here. What would you call this large cover that maybe might be made out of scraps of cloth?
That's a quilt. We used to piece a lot of quilts, and they'd be pieced in designs, and we'd piece the top out of small scraps, and then we'd buy the lining. Most of the time we made our quilt linings out of something like feed sacks, chicken feed sacks. Sometimes we'd dye, sew the sacks together and dye them, make a quilt lining. And we'd put the cotton batts. Now back then they made the batts to go on the quilts. Now you buy it in one whole big piece of cotton batt, the batting for the quilt. But that's BAWT, batt. But back then, when I was a child, my mother made her batts for the quilts, and she had cards to make the batts with. She had two cards with little wire, like a wire, a hairbrush. She had two cards, and she'd card the cotton. She'd take the cotton and she'd put cotton on one card, and then she'd take the other card and rub the cards together and get all the lumps out of the cotton, and she'd make batts, just make a big pile of batts. And then when we'd go to fix a quilt, we'd put the lining in the, we'd have big, long quilting frames, about 1 inch thick and maybe 2 inches wide, and as long as a quilt. And we'd whip the lining into the quilting frames. We'd fasten the lining into the frames and then put the batts on the lining. We'd lay the batts on the lining and then put the top on top of the batts and the cotton batts. And then they'd quilt those quilts by hand with a needle and thread. Sit down and have a quilting. And we used to make lots of quilts.
Did the children ever make a little bed on the floor and sleep on that? Perhaps just to have something to do, to play there? Did you ever have a name for that, perhaps?
Well, now my grandmother had tunnel beds to push under the big bed, and they could roll it out and let the children sleep on it, and then make it up and then roll it back under the bed, and they called them tunnel beds. Is that what you got in mind?
Yeah.